farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica 4-H clubs to establish 10 new school gardens. Stay with us to hear more. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Festival Song Grand Finals. Come see the top 10 finalists in action as they turn up the festival season. Plus, special guest performances. Saturday, July 9, Randy Williams Entertainment Center, 8 p.m. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, $500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, JCDC Offices, and JCDC Online. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Coffee, Lifespan, Spring Water, Happy Ice, Jams, KSAC, CVM, Irie FM, Zip 103, Fire 105, Mellow FM, Cool FM, and RJR 94 FM. So everybody make we time
the
lines.
The Jamaica 4-H clubs will be establishing 10 new school gardens across the island this year. Executive Director of the Jamaica 4-H clubs, Dr. Ronald Blake, says the project will be undertaken with support from the Development Bank of Jamaica, DBJ.
Usually, the model gardens developed by the Development Bank of Jamaica are really, really excellent gardens utilizing technology and are capable of assisting with teaching and learning as well as providing fresh foods and vegetables for schools and surrounding areas.
One of the school gardens will be set up at the Kitsentown Old Age School.
School gardens are particularly useful for providing fresh foods and vegetables for school feeding. But there's also other dimensions that sometimes you don't focus on. For example, especially in primary and all-age schools, school gardens sometimes serve as the only laboratory model that exists, and it can be used as an important tool to show the application of math and sciences.
Principal of Kitsentown All-Age, Narika Powell-Hayes, says the institution now has a perimeter fence thanks to support from the Sugar Transformation Unit. She says as a result, the staff and students will be able to work in a more secure environment. Mrs. Powell-Hayes says the school also did well at the recently held 4-H Club's parish competition, taking home 6 medals. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When one door shut, another one open. Translation: when a door closes, another one will open. And this means, don't despair, because the way out of a jam is closed. There is always another way.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Mother said me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them said them soon send me, but me have to work first. Me work hard, you see. Mommy said me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.